What's up? What's up? Today we're going to be talking about praying in tongues. I'm just going to dive right into it. When you're praying in tongues, if you've never done it before, just keep praying and ask God to give you the gift and open up your mouth and just start blabbing. And it might sound funky at first, but eventually it might sound something like that's simple as that. Once you do it all the time, I would say that you can pray in the spirit. You can also edify the church, and there might be a interpretation. Those are two different things. I want you to understand that when praying in tongues, how do you get this gift? You simply pray. Open up your mouth and start blabbing. It is really that simple, and a lot of people would disagree with me, and that's okay. But my fruit will speak for itself, and I've had several encounters with demonic forces and spiritual warfare and casting out demons. So I speak from experience, and I speak from a place where I always will tell you guys, judge them by their fruit. I've prayed in tongues and pissed off how do I even say this? Entities, if you will. How do I know that I did? I've seen very crazy things happen. I've seen a crow explode in front of me. I've seen a lot of people are like, what? I've had a vision of a demon in the backyard, and then my brother actually see the demon the same day. I've had several encounters. I've had a demon run away from me and run into the guy ran into his pickup and started crying. I've had just situations where, see, when the Holy Spirit is on you, and you're praying. And say, I'm talking more so just so you guys know about praying in tongues, not edifying the church. I'm talking about praying in tongues in prayer because I'm more into spiritual warfare. If you want to edify the church, that's great. The church does need somebody to do that, and that person is not me. I'm definitely more of a prayer warrior, and that's just what that is. And I pray in tongues as a secret code to the Lord to move in the spirit realm, and a lot of times I don't know what I'm praying about, actually the majority of the time, but I'm trusting God to intervene there, and I'm praying with the Lord there, and I'm really interceding on other people's prayers, other necessities that the Lord needs to move on earth here. I'm expanding the kingdom. A lot of times somebody might come to mind that's sick or going through spiritual warfare, and then I actually call that person, message that person, tell that person what's going on. And I would say 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10 times it's correct. And it allows you to be in tune with the Holy Spirit at a whole other level. So this is for mature Christians. You might pray in tongues for half an hour, an hour. Whoa, Daniel, that's a long time. It's really not. Your last episode of Netflix was longer. So let's be real. This is more about you maturing as a Christian. So if it's too much for you, just turn it off. I want you guys to really get to the point where praying in tongues is the normalcy of your life, because it'll establish you to walk in the supernatural. And when you're being fruitful and being kingdom-minded, the Lord is going to bless you because you're about his business. When you're about the Father's business, he's about your business. Make your requests known to the Lord and keep pressing forward and expanding the kingdom. Amen. Simple as that. I'm not trying to overcomplicate this, but there will be times when you're praying in tongues and you will feel you're in spiritual warfare. Be sure to put on the full armor of the Lord. You don't know what that is, go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Let me say that again, Ephesians 6, and dive in there. Put on the full armor of God and start praying in tongues. All right, you guys take care and have a great, blessed day. Bye.